Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Red Sox front office report is brought to you this week by Unified Office, where they help restaurants maximize revenue and avoid placing customers on hold. See unifiedoffice.com for more. And Sam Kennedy, the president, CEO, all-around boss of the Boston Red Sox, joins us right now here on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, Greg. Morning, Wiggy. How are you guys?
How you doing?
Doing well, although we're scuffling a bit right now, so we'll hopefully be better after tonight.
I want you to look ahead to Sunday night in October and tell me which would rate better, a Red Sox World Series game or Brady versus Belichick at Gillette Stadium.
Well, I'm obviously biased, so I'll take the World Series game, but looking forward to seeing Brady. I mean, it's really remarkable. I've been listening this morning. You guys are building up some serious drama.
Well, I mean, it's really
in your tenure
with the Red Sox or in your life being a fan, has there been a player that came back to Fenway where there was this much excitement? I don't think there is in the history of the city.
I can't think of it. In my little world, you know, when Johnny Damon came back with the Yankees, that was pretty intense. He got the mixture of boos and middle fingers and tears. So, but no, this is something else, and what the guy did for the city and the region, just incredible. So it'll be exciting.
What are you hearing about when we could anticipate a full Fenway Park, Sam?
We are hearing all good news. Things are getting much, much better. People at the state and the city tell us they're hopeful that we're on track for, you know, opening to 100% capacity at some point this summer. No specific dates, of course. We're hoping, you know, that August 1st would be the latest. And, you know, we've got concerts scheduled, and Zach Brown just added a date. So we're hoping to be at full capacity as soon as possible. And it's, gosh, just to go to 25% was great. 10,000 people last night. It really makes a huge difference. So hopefully soon, the number, you know, we had a day with zero deaths the other day, which was quite a milestone. So soon, we hope.
So with regard, I was curious about that Zach Brown date, which is August 8th. Is that something, just let us in on the inside about how that works. Is that something that the city, you know, because the mayor's date is August 22nd, I think, is when she said the city can open up. Is that something that the city has approved, or is that, how does that work?
They have, yeah. For larger venues, we understand that we're going to be in line with sort of the state guidance. Okay. Everything is, of course, subject to what happens with respect to the virus, the positivity rates, the vaccinations, but we're told from the state and the city that with respect to August, we should be good to go. And so, of course, most of the tickets were bought and paid for well over a year ago. So yeah. Thanks to everybody for their patience. And then we did add Zach Brown, which is exciting. He is selected. Gotta love this guy. He's selectively picking his favorite markets around the country and coming to play. And Fenway, we're told that it's absolutely his favorite outdoor venue in the country. So we're excited to have him. It'll be a great night on August 8th.
Speaking of vaccines, when it comes to Pavetta, he had some kind of like side effects from that. And is that the way the league works it, where you end up going on the COVID list with regard to that? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you have the ability to put guys on a COVID IL injured list and give them a chance to recover. Hopefully he'll be able to be back really soon. It sounds like it was just side effects from the vaccine. No panic needed in Red Sox Nation in terms of a positive test or anything like that. So hopefully he'll be back real soon and looking forward. We need him. He's been terrific.
Sam, you guys are sitting in first place. Even though you're on this like three-game slump, prior to that, you won four straight. How important was it for this team to get out to the fast start that they did to enable you to be in a position where if you hit a little bit of a bump in the road, you don't lose too much ground that you've kind of put yourself ahead of the curve?
Very important, Wiggy. You know, getting off to a fast start was really important. This division is really tough. You see what the Yankees and the Rays are doing. We lead the league in many categories, in runs and average, slugging percentage, OPS. I mean, really, the guys have just been playing incredibly well. We did run into a buzzsaw the last two nights. And, you know, as quickly as it comes, it goes away. So we hopefully will get back on top. But, you know, you heard Alex at the beginning of the season. He believes in this group of guys. So hopefully we'll get going. We got the Angels coming in, which won't be easy. But it's a long road, and let's try and stay on top of the AL East.
Speaking to the group of guys at Cora, Sam, in particular, this group seems from outside to be all on the same page, pretty good vibe, pulling in the same direction. How do they compare when you look at them to some of the previous versions of the club in that sense?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Ken. It is a group that seems to have two things, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder from the guys who were here in 19 and 20. Obviously, we weren't pleased with how things unfolded. But there's also, as you know better than anybody, lots of new faces, new guys who really don't care about 2018 and what happened that year. They're really focused on making their own name. And guys that really want to play in Boston, that's always the difficult thing for us when you bring in free agents, guys from other markets. You want guys that want to play in Boston. Sometimes you think you want to play in Boston, and then you get here and you realize it's unlike anywhere else for baseball because it matters here more than anywhere else. And we've got a bunch of guys who are really pumped to be playing at Fenway Park and with the Boston Red Sox. I mean, Alex Verdugo, you know, last year brought energy with nobody. And when we have 4,500 fans, he said he could feel the intensity, and now it's ramping up. So hopefully it'll continue. They'll continue to gel more and we'll stay healthy as we get into the summer.
How much of the credit for that goes to Alex Cora, if any?
Yeah, I think all the credit goes to our baseball operations group from Chaim Bloom and his amazing team, and that includes Alex Cora and the staff. Will Venable ran a great spring training, getting everybody ready. Obviously, you know where we stand on Alex Cora. Huge fans of and supporters of his. It was important to us to get him back where he belongs in that Red Sox dugout. So he deserves a huge amount of credit, but I think he'll probably tell you at the end of the day, it's the players. I mean, they're going out and pitching and doing their thing. And so great players make all coaches look really good and managers look good. So I think Alex would give credit to the players, but there's you can't point out, you know, one area of the operation. It's the entire baseball operations group that has done a great job. They'll also be quick to tell you there's a long, long way to go. So no one's celebrating anything, but it is rewarding to be playing competitive baseball and to be in first place at this point in the season.
Well, you talk about players and having that kind of, we used to call it in football, having that dog in them, right? And Perez had went on, I think it was after one of the games, where he basically said that we are an effing good team. And you never know what kind of team you're going to have going into a season. But as things start to unfold, you know, how happy are you to see a very good baseball team that you have out there? And it looks like that this is a team that's going to compete, and it's a competitive, and like Perez said, is a good baseball team.
Yeah, I love what he said, and I love Martin Perez. He wanted to be here. He never wanted to leave. He wanted to come back. You want guys like that. He was pissed off when he got taken out of the game. I mean, you just love to see that. This guy is a competitor, and we've got a great group. Probably have the most underrated superstar in all of Major League Baseball, and Xander Bogaerts. He sets the tone for everybody, and really, really hungry to win another title. So it's a good group, and Alex has them all gelling right now.
Speaking of superstars, Sam, what does LeBron James make of the start to the season? Has he been keenly following the team?
Yeah, he was concerned with a few of the decisions that Alex has made late in the game. I think they were texting or WhatsApping the last couple nights, so he'll get us straightened out.
Did he tell you who he feels should be the next co-host? Did LeBron give you any information on that?
He said he gives his proxy to Chris Curtis, whatever Chris says.
Okay, LeBron right. And I are tight.
Sam, but how cool is it, though, right, somebody who's, played in a lot of different places in the NFL, to be part of an organization that is pretty much known throughout the world, and then having a guy like LeBron James want to be part of that, how cool is it to be part of a organization, a sporting organization that is arguably, one of the top three in the world when you're talking about all the sports, just as far as how much you guys are known and what the Red Sox logo represents throughout the world?
Well, it is humbling, and you said it well, Wiggy. We are a sports organization. Obviously, my responsibility and entire focus is on the Boston Red Sox, but we have a much larger organization with Fenway Sports Group that John Henry and Tom Werner and Mike Gordon have built over the last two decades, and to have LeBron become an investor, become a partner, and want to be a part of where we're going in the future, which, make no mistake, is an organization poised for more growth. We love the sports business, the sports industry, and hopefully we'll be able to be involved in other sports and other teams and other leagues as we go forward. It's not easy because the opportunities are few and far between, but I think that's LeBron and his partner Maverick Carter's vision for Fenway Sports Group. They've been involved with us in a meaningful way for 10 years, but now they're part of our ownership group and have a say and a voice in how we're building the larger organization. It's an exciting time, especially coming through the last year and a half, which were really, really tough. Now I feel like we've turned the corner, and it's a pretty bright future for Fenway Sports Group. They're excited about the road ahead and excited that LeBron and Maverick have a seat at the table and are a part of those discussions.
All right, Sam Kennedy, we can't wait for more baseball and for Zach Brown on August 8th. So
let's go.
We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. Be safe.